sleeping through heart disease, coming up on Science Update. Why sleep is good for your heart. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. People with calcified plaques in their coronary arteries are at high risk for developing heart disease later in life. University of Chicago epidemiologist Diane Lauderdale and her colleagues measured coronary artery calcification in nearly 500 middle-aged people over 5 years. She also looked at how much sleep they were getting. She says 27% of the people who got less than 5 hours of sleep per night developed coronary artery calcification during that time. Only 6% of those who slept 7 hours or more developed the condition.
We found that longer sleep durations were associated with lower incidence of coronary artery calcification.
Her team doesn't yet know why longer sleepers fare better, but she speculates they may have lower overall blood pressure or less inflammation. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Making people poisonous to pests. Coming up on Science Update. Killing mosquitoes with your blood. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Vaccines can protect people from insect-borne diseases like malaria, but you can't vaccinate everyone. That's why scientists are considering drugs called endectocides, which make human blood temporarily toxic to disease-carrying insects. In Senegal, Colorado State University molecular biologist Brian Foy and his colleague Masemba Sila are testing a potential endectocide that people already take to kill parasitic worms.
If simultaneously it's killing the mosquitoes that are biting that are also transmitting malaria, then you have a dual-purpose drug, basically something that can not only take care of the parasites in your body, but also prevent parasites from being transmitted around the community.
If it does, the next question is how often to give it out, since the drug clears from the body in a couple of weeks. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. A medical test's lopsided results, coming up on Science Update. A test that's only right about the left. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Doctors recommend routine colonoscopies for people over 50, but new evidence suggests these tests' high success rate is literally one-sided. University of Toronto colorectal surgeon Nancy Baxter and her colleagues compared the medical records of 10,000 people who died from colon cancer to matched controls who didn't. They estimated that colonoscopies prevented two-thirds of potential deaths from cancers on the left side or lower end of the colon.
So it's highly effective for that, but didn't really seem to be effective at all in preventing deaths from right-sided colon cancer.
She says flatter tumors that occur in the right colon and a more obstructed view of them may be to blame. She stresses that colonoscopies are still very useful, but that doctors should be aware of their limitations. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Fattening neighborhoods for teens, coming up on Science Update. An income gap in teen obesity. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Low-income teens face big obstacles to maintaining a healthy weight. This according to a new policy brief from the University of California at Los Angeles. Noting that California teens from low-income households have nearly triple the obesity rate of more affluent peers, health policy researcher Susan Babby and her colleagues offer several remedies. Among them, zoning laws that limit the number of fast food restaurants in poorer neighborhoods.
But also incentives to encourage healthier food options, grocery stores, smaller produce vendors to come into areas where those types of stores are not as prevalent.
Other recommendations include investing in phys ed and after-school sports programs and encouraging families to eat dinner together, which has been shown to promote healthy eating. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Getting high in the hive, coming up on Science Update. Bees on cocaine. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Australian scientists are looking at how cocaine affects honeybees to find clues into how the drug works. They found that when high honeybees scout for nectar and report back to the hive, they exaggerate wildly to the other bees about the quality of the nectar they found. When the drug wears off, the bees are listless and unable to learn new tasks. Currently, the researchers are studying the neural pathways that are affected by the drug to learn more about how it works in humans. In other honeybee news, German researchers have found that honeybees protect plants from hungry caterpillars. The caterpillars mistake the buzzing of the bees for that of caterpillar-eating wasps. The more buzzing, the more the caterpillars retreat. That could lead to new ways to control caterpillars without chemicals. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.